22 past 9 at Sky Sports Radio. Mitchell Beer joins me now. Morning, Mitch.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I am well. You don't have an Everest horse, but you never know, mate, what's lurking around the corner.
Yeah, maybe not this year, but it's certainly a race that, you know, as an industry sort of participant, we look forward to the drama starts and the gossip and the intrigue of who's going to get in and what's going to happen. It's an exciting time of year.
Well, you're a prime example of a trainer who's shown a bit of dash. You were based in Victoria. You're sitting right on the border there now. You can play to both fields, can't you?
Yeah. There's no disadvantage in the turf war for our stable. It's just sort of gets better and better. So, I thought it was a great announcement yesterday with the MRC getting involved in the Everest, and it's just a thing where I think the nation wins as a racing country. It's fantastic. I was just recently in Newmarket, and it's sort of every second trainer or person I ran into over there, it's the first thing they asked about was the Everest and the intrigue of the race.
It's amazing because the naysayers bagged it and said this won't last 3 years, it'll be gone after two. It's just gone from strength to strength.
Well, initially when I heard of the concept, I couldn't fathom it. You know, it was almost beyond belief. But to see it work and work with such success and the flow and effects of the entire race, and I think it was so successful that the spin-off of the Kosciuszko and now the country trainers are getting involved. It's unbelievable how well it has worked.
Now, you were overseas. You picked up a horse, didn't you?
I did. He didn't make it on the flight home with us, but he's about 6 weeks away from arriving.
All right. Where'd you get him?
A horse called Perfect Illusion. He's a son of Nathaniel, who is the sire of the arguably one of the best horses in the world, Enable. He's an impressive last start winner in England, and he's a winner of three from only 14 starts. He's a really progressive staying sort of horse, and we thought he was great value. Paul Moroney, who's a fantastic judge of these European imports, selected the horse for us, and we went over to Newmarket and had a look at him, and fortunately enough, we were able to buy him at the Tattersall's horses in training sale, and very much looking forward to him. He went into quarantine yesterday, and we're very much looking forward to his arrival at the end of next month.
Middle distance horse?
He won over 24.
Nice day.
He won his maiden by 12 over 1800. So he's certainly got the speed to be competitive over here. I think, you know, we sort of look at the horses over there, and we tend to get them here and put a bit of sprint back in them, just the different training methods of a bit shorter and sharper work. So, you know, the horses that could be competitive over the 2000 to 2400, they tend to get a bit of sprint in their legs once they acclimatise here, and we're hopefully have a nice Aubrey Wagga Cup horse with the recent announcements of such fantastic prize money for our local cups up here on the Riverina, so we better get one.
All right, finally, Logan River, you nom for the highway. Are you going to run there or not?
No, I've decided he's going terrific, the horse. He hit a heavy last time in the highway and sort of looked the winner halfway down the straight and just didn't handle when he came off the bridle on those heavy conditions. So a big meeting at Narendra on Sunday, Cup Day. We're going to have a team there. There's a nice sprint for him there. Mm-hmm. And then he'll head back up to the highway a fortnight later.